Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Breaking news, you already mentioned before, having a serious chat now.
Yeah, but this is okay. Weird for us.
Serious face on.
I don't think I've got a serious face. I'll try.
Okay, try your best. We want you to weigh in 9313-0985. Should Australia introduce menstrual leave? Now, hear me out. Spain is to become the first Western country to offer menstrual leave for women suffering with, obviously, period pain while at work, capped at 3 days per month. So you can get up to 3 days per month.
Yep.
Leave.
Yes, okay.
Now, I was like, wow, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I'd never even heard of this.
Yeah, so this must be a first of its kind,
I'm guessing. It's not.
Oh,
so
really?
This is the first in the Western world, but Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, and Zambia already have this in place.
Okay, so it just goes on to their, like, personal leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so now it's just the first Western country to actually go, yeah, you know what, we've seen that, it's great, let's add it. So I thought, yay or nay, how do you feel about this?
Sure.
Give us a call, 9313-0985. Should Australia go, you know what, they're doing it in other parts of the world, let's follow suit, or are you like, I don't actually agree with it. Where do you stand?
I am not sure where I stand, because I personally wouldn't need it. But then I know some women who would absolutely
need
use it. Because instead they obviously would be going into their personal leave to use it anyway. But to have not have to worry about it.
Yes, it's just...
like not worry about the burden of, oh, I really can't have another day off. I don't have enough sick leave.
Exactly, because then your pay goes down because obviously you're taking off leave without pay.
Exactly. So I do see the benefit of it. But there's... as with most things, pros and cons.
Yeah, because I guess the big con that I would see, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but if you're looking at two people for a job, and you know that one person potentially could be taken off 3 days per month paid, is that going to come into play? Are you going to go, ooh, is that going to mean that people wouldn't tend to employ females?
I guess the thing is, you're not sure if they will.
Yeah.
Like, cause some people like me, I wouldn't be taking it.
Yeah.
So then... it's kind of like the bias. You can't assume that
totally
in general anyway when hiring a man and a woman. You couldn't be like, oh, I don't want to hire the woman just in case she goes off and has a baby.
Exactly.
So you would hope not.
Mm-hmm.
But you think there could be some underlying bias.
There might be. I'd love to hear from you. 9313-0985. How do you feel about this?
Jackie's given us a call. What do you think, Jackie?
Hi. I think there's definitely pros and cons. I do think there are women who genuinely need it. However, I think there are women out there who would use it for other reasons, you know, like go for lunch with the girls, whatever, like milk it, but not actually need it. And I do think as well that employers would potentially say, you know, like, yeah, there's a man and a woman both, you know, she's potentially got an extra 36 days leave a year that she can use, so we'll take him instead.
Yeah.
So maybe it will cut out our job opportunities as well.
Be like, yeah, how do you police...
Yes.
Police the day off.
So exactly, yeah.
I'm guessing you're probably leaning towards the no side of things then, Jackie.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Although, unless you could do it, you know, like if the girls could have a medical note from their doctor, for instance, if they suffer with endometriosis or something.
Okay, good
that
point.
They give to the employer, you know, so...
there's proof.
So, you know, they've gone to the doctor and the doctor has said, yeah, she does have this condition, therefore the 3 days a month may be required.
Yeah.
Good option.
Great idea, Jackie. Thank you so much for your thoughts on that. Naomi has also given us a call. What do you think, Naomi?
I'm a definite no.
Okay.
I agree with the previous caller of saying, like, people will milk it. But the 10 days or the 2 weeks sick leave you get every year, they're actually cumulative. So you could have someone claiming it when they have 50 days of sick leave accumulated in their back pocket anyway. But what do you also do for people that have got cancer? I mean, that's a much more serious condition, more debilitating. They don't get any extra leave. So where do you draw the line?
That's true.
A very good point, because now it's just that line of unique leave. What do you allow leave for?
I think some companies do like special leave, or be more like you can have like 3 months off without pay or whatever, the whole job.
To do with medical leave, like if it's a medical emergency?
I think some, you would think most companies
would offer something
like that.
Let us know, 9313-0985, where do you stand on this? Should Australia introduce menstrual leave? A few texts coming through here. I say yes to the menstrual leave.
And Tim says, yeah, I'm all right for it as long as us men can get man flu leave.
Then be fighting words.
Had a lot of people saying, I don't think it's needed. Mm. Talana's got like an opinion on this. What are your thoughts, T?
I 100% agree. I am someone who suffers every single month, and it's gotten to a point where I will just double over and I can't move. It's insane. And Beck, you know, like I would come in and I'm just like, I can't walk. My back hurts. Like everything is just so sore. Painkillers don't work.
Yeah.
I've tried what's that zap therapy thing as well?
Shock therapy?
No, the,
Tens.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like that doesn't work. So I'm totally for this. Like if I could just be at home holding a water bottle, like warm water bottle.
Yeah.
Because sitting in an office, no offense, but with guys and men, like, oh, why is she holding a water bottle? Like it's still something that people are shy about.
Yeah.
Which is silly because we shouldn't be.
Mm. Yeah.
But we are. Yeah. As women, we are. And we try to hide it.
Yeah.
So I agree. I'm sorry. I agree.
Don't you apologize, Lana. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You can keep them coming. 0429-985-985. Let us know what you think about it.
Kylie's giving us a call. What do you think, Kylie? Should we implement this here?
Yeah, I do, because I'm a menstrual cycle educator. So I teach women about their bodies because they don't often understand that they have a hormonal cycle that affects them every single day of the month, not just when they have their period. So what that means is that estrogen is a super hormone that gives us lots of energy and focus around the time of our ovulation for about 2 weeks. And so does progesterone, really helps with giving us lots of energy and focus and being sociable. But when we have our period, all of those hormones drop away. And so we actually go into a state of wanting to be more reclusive, needing to have less stimulation in our lives. And of course, on top of that, women often and people with periods experience the symptoms as well of having a period. So it's a step forward in understanding that women have a cyclical body and it changes every day. And so why not capitalize on the times when women can do more work and be more focused and be really switched on? And then when they need to pull back and look after themselves, they can actually do that while they have their period. So even if it's just more flexible working options, I think that's a really good step in the right direction for the majority of women who perhaps don't need 3 days off. And then that would also balance out for the women who do suffer like endometriosis and other debilitating menstrual conditions, that they can have the time off, because I think most women would actually approach it quite fairly and say, well, what do I need versus what does someone else in my workplace need as well? So I think it's just about a step forward in society in recognising that, you know, women's bodies aren't the same as men in that we're not the same day in, day out. We have these hormones. And so why not work to the advantage of the hormones?
Yeah, quick question for you on this, just because the text has come through. We have fought for gender equality. This would be a step backwards. Do you think that it might be a step in the wrong direction, or you're
the complete opposite?
I don't. I think, women can do anything. And of course, women can do anything while they're bleeding. But at the same time, we know that the more that we are able to look after ourselves and look after our physical needs and our emotional needs and our psychological and social and spiritual needs, the better able women are to give back to society as well, because women are always giving, right? Like we're mothers, we're giving in our workplace. We're usually the glue that holds everything together from a social emotional point of view. But women also need to give back to themselves. So why not allow women the opportunity that if they just want to work from home for the morning because they're having bad cramps, that there's a little bit more flexibility there and a little bit more honesty in the workplace, as Talana's saying. Like, let's not make it taboo. Let's make it a conversation and normalise it.
I think definitely working from home and having that flexibility, massive key there.
And I reckon, like, one of the upsides of COVID has been a lot of workplaces have actually been able to see that flexibility as a positive rather than working from home being a negative thing.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for the call. You spoke really well into it. You can keep your thoughts coming, 0429 985 985. What do you think about it? And we have been asking the question, should Australia introduce a menstrual leave? That's 3 days per month. There are a few countries around the world that are currently doing this. Spain is on the brink of bringing it in. They've got a meeting next week to decide yay or nay, but it's looking like it's going to be yay.
It's been about 50-50 from everyone that we've been talking about, men and women. Still a few more texts coming through. Kelly says, as someone who had just had a hysterectomy, because on 2 days of the month, it was so heavy, I had to go to the bathroom every half an hour. It would have been really useful for me. Mm. Either that or be more supportive of women working from home as needed. I reckon that's the key, the working from home.
I tend to agree because my sister, the same thing. She would have to take 3 days off a month or 2 days off a month because she just like, I cannot go to work, you know, and to the point that she would be spewing.
Oh,
and you're like, that pain, the level of pain, how can you be at work? You can't.
You wouldn't be, and even if you're there, you're not productive.
No, of course
not. You'd be so unwell. And, so someone else is saying that they're usually far more depressed and being with people would make it worse. So she's way more focused on the task at hand at home. I think it goes far beyond the physical pain, but the mental strain should be taken into account. So she votes yes for menstrual leave.
Awesome stuff. Thanks, everyone, for getting in touch. Overall, if I was the boss, I think that working from home thing, I think that is key. I think 3 days, it might bring rise to a few more issues.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much to everyone who got in contact.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 985.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.